Broadcasting live from the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, for HIMSS 19, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
How are you, my well, first of all, how are you, my friend? Great to see you. Awesome.
I apologize for
being here. No, you're actually right on time. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. And we are live on air.
All right.
So, but I was just bragging on you because I was going to hand it over to Jamie and to Evelyn. I'm like, he's not here.
Oh, well,
but then,
they can do a better job than
No. I'm like, you know how many times Jeff has saved me? I say, hey, can you give the full legislative background and regulatory background in 4 minutes? And you can do it. And you did it every time.
All right.
But now we have 9 minutes.
Okay.
So you this is the most time I've ever given you ever.
All right.
But first of all, how are you?
I'm all right.
It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
And I'll see you at the think tank tomorrow morning.
Yes.
8:20-ish? 8:15-ish?
8:15, 8:20.
Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. Yep. All right. So, and actually, we did get a good update. Elise Sweeney Todd stopped by.
Okay.
Awesome. we got the new immigration blocking rule.
Okay.
But I would love your perspective on some of the key regulations that you're tracking right now for HIMSS
in
our industry. Legislative and regulation.
In addition to the ONC rule on information blocking, I'm glad you already covered that.
Yep.
But I think CMS had an accompanying rule to that. So there were several pieces of that that I think are very relevant. And Seema Verma talked about it today in during the keynote session. That focuses really on patient empowerment and how to get patients more engaged, get patients more information so they can control what providers get their information and so on. So those are, I think, major issues that that we're looking closely at HIMSS, trying to figure out how to comment on these rules and come up with something that is kind of a cohesive strategy, since I think there's a lot of synergies between what ONC and CMS proposed in their rules. So it's an interesting a lot of interesting ideas and about how, again, how the patient is at the center of care and how patients really should control their own information and be the stewards of that information and share it with whomever they want. So, some of the things that were in the CMS rule, really quickly were, since I have 9 minutes, that were in the CMS rule were a couple provisions related to conditions of participation and saying that providers that have Medicare or are participating in the Medicare or Medicaid program have to share information with their provider, with their patients, excuse me. So that is going to be a big issue that I think a lot of people are looking at closely. Conditions of participation is one of those third rail of politics type issues. So things that folks don't want to touch, don't want to talk about.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see where organizations come out about that. So that's something that we're looking closely at. And other things, recently we commented on strategy report that the Department of Health and Human Services put out. It was a CMS-ONC collaboration on clinician burden. And how to ease clinician burden and make sure that the rules that are in place, the processes that are in place from the government, whether they're quality reporting or whether they're other requirements that the government places on providers, whether those should be changed. So that's something that we commented on. 200 something other groups commented on it as well. So I think that could be some regulatory action on that in the future. CMS and ONC are looking for ways to ensure that they're not requiring too much of clinicians and clinicians have more face time with their patients.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we're looking closely at.
Let me ask you a quick question. On the consumer side, have you seen your HIMSS world expand? Because now you're covering more ground than just specifically EHR vendors or health IT protocols or regulation that are just affecting us as vendors or when I was a vendor. How has your HIMSS world expanded, or the discussion? Yeah. How has it expanded or changed?
Yeah, I think that the community in general has pivoted between focused on EHRs, and I think the infrastructure has been built up.
Yep.
Obviously, the high tech program, the EHR incentive program, helped build up the infrastructure of EHRs and provider organizations. And now, I think folks are figuring out how to best use that that infrastructure best use. All of the things that were created from the High Tech Act, and as a result of kind of that investment, that was made. So, you know, HIMSS has really changed our focus to be more focused on kind of transforming healthcare. You know, we're focused not on the technology specifically anymore. Yep. We're focused on information and technology and about how that enables healthcare transformation. So that's kind of our sweet spot where we're focused. So it's broader.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, when we talk about you know, the Googles of the world and other companies that are out there working on FHIR, working on APIs and so on, that's kind of the next phase, I think, of development that that folks are really looking at and trying to figure out how best to you know, how best to enable that kind of those pieces as part of transformation.
Sure. What are we looking out? We obviously just got this new information blocking rule, proposed rule. What do you see coming down latter half of the year? Is there anything else coming on legislatively? Well, I don't, legislatively could be a different question.
Yeah.
Regulatory wise, maybe I don't know of anything legislatively occurring, but you would know. So,
right.
Legislative or regulatory wise?
Yeah. So, I think that one of the things that actually public comments are due today is on a request for information related to HIPAA and any possible change, regulatory changes to HIPAA. So the Office of Civil Rights and other parts of HHS have worked on kind of three different pieces to how best to coordinate care, one of the obstacles to coordinating care. So they looked at the physician self-referral rule, they looked at physician anti-kickback statute, and then they're also looking at HIPAA.
Okay.
So I think that that's kind of from the administration side. And also I would say that folks at Congress are looking at health privacy and where that fits in. And I think that Congress is probably poised, you know, within the next within this Congress to, I think, have a more robust debate about privacy and where the rights of consumers should really, you know, be facilitated by the government and
protected by
the government.
I thought you were going to say next administration. I'm like, whoa, what are you projecting
right.
here?
No. within this Congress. So that's something I think that's high on a lot of folks' agenda. Obviously, the new with new leadership in the House, I think they're still in the process of figuring out what exactly their priorities are. But I think HIPAA and privacy in general is going to be something that they're talking about.
What about, is there anything, we have about a minute left, bipartisan that you see going, hey, I think this is going to get through? Like the Cures Act was pretty bipartisan. There's several things we've done on the healthcare side that was extremely bipartisan, which is saying a lot, actually, in Congress.
Right.
So is there anything that you see going, yeah, Justin, I think this is going to be bipartisan. There's a lot of support on both sides for this.
Yeah, I think that things that are related to the opioid crisis.
I think there are some
parts of the opioid crisis that were addressed
In
the SUPPORT Act that passed and was enacted in the fall. But I think that there are things having to do with, especially with alignment between HIPAA and between the 42 CFR Part 2 regulations and the privacy around patient records. As patients' substance abuse-related records and sharing of that information. I think that is kind of probably a bipartisan issue that a lot of different organizations are talking about. So I think that's high on a lot of folks' agenda in Congress as well.
That makes sense, and it's a national epidemic. So I'm glad, and I certainly see the support. Jeff, my friend, I truly appreciate you. So, and you joining the show. We'll see you in the morning. Anything else? What are you doing tonight? What do you hope to achieve here?
Now that I'm in the exhibit hall, I want to walk around a little bit and see what folks are talking about here, since I think it's a slightly different atmosphere than in the education session. So
it is.
Yeah, but it's great. No, I appreciate the opportunity.
Always, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Jeff.